How did the California legislature respond when the constitutional deadline for passing the new state budget went by without one on July 1st? They took the month off. And as they return to work this week, they're bringing back mixed messages from their constituents. Marianne Russ has more from Sacramento.
Juan Arambula is the lone independent lawmaker at the state capitol. The assemblyman spent the legislature's month-long break in his Fresno district. He says angry voters there weren't shy about speaking up.
The constituents that I hear about, whether I'm going out to dinner, you know, total strangers will come up and say, aren't you so-and-so, and why aren't you guys doing what you're supposed to be doing?
Arambula says both Democrats and Republicans are to blame for the stalemate over how to close the $19 billion budget hole. But he says his constituents just want action.
They just want a budget to get passed, and they don't care how we get it done.
Democratic Senator Leland Yee held a budget town hall meeting in his San Francisco district during the break. He says the number one concern was possible cuts to schools. And Yee says his constituents were not opposed to tax increases.
There were a consistent voice that we're more than happy to pay a little bit more money. Just be accountable for the money and just make sure that the money goes to our children and education.
But Republican Assemblyman Dan Logue says raising taxes is the last thing Californians want. He says in his Chico area district, people are disgusted with the lack of action at the Capitol.
We're fiddling with the violin while Rome burns. You know, this budget should have been settled last month. The key ingredient to the problems in Sacramento is that the people of California have absolutely no trust in California doing the right thing.
Though budget talks continue at the Capitol, there's still no deal in sight. Marianne Russ, Capitol Public Radio News.
When it comes to talking about the late budget, Governor Schwarzenegger has a favorite line.
Every day that we don't have a budget, we are spending $52.5 million more than we're taking in.
But is the state really losing that much money? Reporter Ida Liaskowski takes a closer look.
Visitors to the Capitol building can't miss the big blue digital clock right outside Governor Schwarzenegger's office. It reads more than $1.5 billion. This clock doesn't keep time.
We're looking at a running tally of that $19.1 billion spread out over 365 days.
H.D. Palmer is with the state's finance department. He's talking about the governor's budget clock. $19 billion is the size of the state's shortfall.
That works out to about $52.3 million a day in solutions that you don't get because of the lack of a budget being in place. This is a situation where time literally is money.
Think of it this way. The state may want to cut funding to a certain department, but they can't do that until a budget is in place. Every day that goes by without a new budget, they have to keep paying the same amount they did last year. But not everyone is scared by the budget clock. Shannon Murphy is with Democratic Assembly Speaker John Perez's office. She says the whole idea of losing $52 million a day is just a PR stunt. At the state capitol, I'm Ida Liaskowski.
The cost may be debatable, but it's clear that the clock is ticking on the budget issue. Without a spending plan in place, State Controller John Chang is warning he may have to begin issuing IOUs again sometime early this month. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.